I've got wheels of polished steel. I've got tires that grab the road. I've got seats that selflessly hold my friends, and a trunk that can carry the heaviest of loads.
All right, welcome back to the Summer Miles podcast. It's been an exciting week, and it's going to be even more exciting these next few days. So thanks for tuning in to myself, Pat Price, and my co-host here,
Sandy Roberts. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Before we get into it today, we want to just remind y'all of one thing. We know you use Amazon.com. If you want to help us out, go ahead and bookmark smile.amazon.com. Every time you go buy something, go through that site. When it asks you the charity to pick, why not pick Sir Walter Running? We could use a little bit.
There we go. So Pat, if people do choose that, how does that benefit us?
I think we get 0.5% of whatever their sale is goes towards all our programs. So
terrific. That's great. And of course, you know, with all the speculation of Amazon coming to Raleigh, maybe they'll connect Sir Walter to Raleigh and it'll help jump Raleigh up in the list. I don't know. I mean, that is that kind of right thinking on that?
You're definitely on the right line. So I think what we're saying here is if you want Amazon to come to Raleigh, your house to go up by about 25%.
That's what I'm hearing.
Go ahead, smile.amazon.com, bookmark it, select Sir Walter Running, and you'll be a big part of what we do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So guys, we're coming off week 2 in the pop-up miles here. We're at Ravenscroft. Listen, now Pat, before we jump in, of course, we were at Ravenscroft, which is our second private school. Let me just go ahead and ask, just for clarity's sake, does Sir Walter just pick private schools to do pop-up miles at?
We don't just pick private schools. We try to do a mix of public and private. The problem is there is a layer of channels you have to go through to get to some of these schools, some private, some public, where it becomes difficult on what we're doing. If we can't go through two people to get it done, we're probably not going to do it. As you guys know, this is not our first job. We want to make it fun for us, fun for y'all, but we can't go through 7 levels of security and take 4 meetings based on one pop-up event. So does that answer your question?
Yeah, so the last 2 have been private, but we don't discriminate. We love working with public schools as well. I know I'm a product of a public school.
I am too.
You are as well.
Providence Panthers.
Absolutely. Broughton High School. Broughton Caps. Capitals. Let's go Caps, as you know. But week 2 was great because we were at Ravenscroft, which has been, we were talking about it earlier. I believe that for all 4 years of our pop-ups, we have done at least one of them at Ravenscroft, so appreciate Mike McConaughey and the Ravenscroft Ravens for letting us come. Beautiful facility, of course, there off of Falls News North Raleigh. Another great week, followed up after week 1. Any thoughts, Pat? Of course, you know, some great numbers. Again, we feel like all the times keep coming down, you know, fast miles, larger participation, a larger range. I'm going to go ahead and say highlight of the night was, and I don't remember his last name, but Jay, who comes from Chapel Hill, ran a 6:42, and I'm not sure Jay's age, but he's definitely a Masters, 60 or above.
Yeah, for and sure. Yeah, Grandmasters.
Grandmasters. It ran a 6:42, so like just impressive.
I think he ran like 7:10 last week too, so he definitely has been putting in the work.
Absolutely. So those are the success stories we love.
I'll say another one was Jonathan Duran. I don't know if y'all have seen him. He is one of our models for the post-run shirt. And before we dig into Jonathan, thank you, Portland Track Festival, for showing off the post-run polo this weekend. If you guys have Flow Track, you might have seen it. If not, go back to Flow Track and check out Stephanie Brown, Sir Walter alum, Summer of Miles alum as well. Won the 1500, just rocked it, then rocked the shirt. So we appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, but finish off on Jonathan, though.
Yes, another post-run polo model. He told me last week he was hoping to break 60 in the 400. I think he'd split like 62 on the 4x4. You know what his time was, Sandy?
59.9.
54.
Oh, good gosh.
Coming in hot.
Very hot.
Real very hot.
And one of the special things, of course, North Raleigh Family Eye Care with Todd Griffin, his wife, Dr. Stephanie Griffin, and of course, Alana, who's one of the interns. Their family sponsored, the North Raleigh Family Eye Care sponsored this pop-up. Again, the official eyewear of Sir Walter. Go and get prescription eyewear there, as well as Nike, Adidas, and Tifosi. So great place. Go ahead and head out to North Raleigh. They have done a great job of providing us. But we had a really cool component by which this was actually Todd's idea, because this was our fifth year of Sir Walter. Unbeknownst to the racers, the fifth runner of every race was given a free pair of Nike running glasses.
Pretty sweet. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Great, great, great idea, Todd. I love that way to incorporate the fifth year, fifth runner. And again, we did not tell the runners of the line. No one, we didn't want any sandbaggers out there.
Yeah.
But the runners were definitely surprised when they got a free pair. And then, of course, for our last 4x800-meter relay, we went ahead and let the cat out of the bag. The winning team, all the members got a free pair, and we told them on the line. So appreciate their sponsorship. That means a lot, you know, for them to get involved. Dave Todd has been involved and supportive of all that we've done really from the get-go. So Todd, appreciate you and your family being involved for, again, our second week. Another great week.
Official Sir Walter Myler optometrist, North Raleigh Family Eye Care.
Hands down, and I appreciate what they've done.
So to hit those results real quick, top three in the men's mile, Sean Mulheron, 427, Christian Brown, 429, Wade Miller, 432.
Real quick, Sean Mulheron, brother was Stephen Mulheron, who ran at UNC. Just want to make that connection. Sean's actually at NC State.
Yeah.
Currently runs on the run club there. Awesome guy, great family. So just want to make that note.
Pretty fast. Geiger might need to recruit him a little bit.
Coach, if you're listening, there's a guy.
There's a guy. Women's side, Catherine Seaton, been at one in, let's see, what was her time here? 504.
And she was the one, okay, look, can we just be honest, staying in the NC State connection, this is, of course, the wife of Chris Seaton, NC State assistant, distance coach. And she was coming in talking about how she wasn't in shape. And if I hear that from her one more time, here she comes and rocks a great time. I'm still got my fingers crossed she's going to come out to the downhill mile. I mean, she said she had other plans, but I think she's got a 440 flat in her on the downhill.
Yeah, she's moving. Second place, Aaron Clark, 512, improved that PR from the week before. And Liz Reynolds, third in 513. So we have got some comp. And if you haven't looked, go over to popupmiles.com. We have the first round of the top 10 list for the championship miles. We've got the top 10, the next four alternates. Of course, we've got the auto entries, which are Rocket Mile top three, the Rundown top three, which is this Friday we'll talk about next. If you win the session at the Speedway, which we'll talk about in a little bit, you got an auto entry, and there are some time entries that you can get in automatically as well. If you're finishing college or something along those lines, check out popupmiles.com, see if you can get in there to the final, which will be Tuesday, June 26th. Where will that be, Sandy?
Yeah, Meredith College, of course, the home of Sir Walter Myler. And before you continue on with the 400 results, shout out to Stuart Jones, a.k.a. Stu Baby, a.k.a. Sir Walter team member who came out. He went out hot. He was really trying to go sub-5. Ended up running 5:03. Got to contribute that inability to get under for going out too hard. We're going to work on the pacing, but still great job, Stuart.
He was running sub-440 pace for a
while.
He was way too sexy.
Yeah, he looked good in the singlet. It was about a size too short, so it was perfect. And so we're gonna get Stuart. Got to get Stuart under 5 before this month's done.
For sure. Speaking of sub 60 for that 400, Fuad Hassan ran a 52. Jonathan Duran, as we were talking about, ran a 54, and Christian Brown doubled back in 56. And let's not forget Stephen Wildman Gore came in 4th in 57. He was mad that he didn't get 5th and win some glasses, but that's the break, Steve-O.
Yeah, Stephen Gore he's out there. He did our cross-country series, so always appreciate Mr. Gore coming in hot. And then, Pat, who, you know, this week we did not do a 4x4, but a 4x8, kind of a throwback to the high school days. What was that winning team's time?
They were right around 9 minutes, I believe, and it was a mix of NC State Club and Carolina Club runners, so it's all about the unity.
Unity, gosh. From Raleigh to Chapel Hill, folks, these two schools can come together, and we saw it here. So, again, appreciate you coming out and being a part of our second week of pop-ups. Now, again, by the time this drops, it'll be the eve of the Raleigh Rundown Downhill Mile. So let's just jump head first into what is probably one of the most unique miles that the city, the state has, and most certainly the fastest one, to be sure.
Let's not limit ourselves, maybe even the entire East Coast.
Let's not limit ourselves, maybe in the country. I don't know, because again, so I don't doubt that there are courses that have a more downward slope. But again, if you've ever done a downhill mile, there's a certain, you need a certain degree of slant that's not too, you can't be screaming downhill the whole time or it's out of control. So I think that what we have on Centennial Parkway is the perfect combination of drop, elevation drop, about 150 meters all the way from the top of the Catholic Church down to the Farmer's Market or Master Market.
Well, I don't want to get too excited. It's 130 plus feet. Meters, that would be a very significant drop. We don't want to hurt anybody's knees or okay. hips.
And clearly, I don't know my conversions, so go ahead and hit 130 feet. But all that to say,
it's fast. It's Let's put fast. It that way. We had one of our interns, Tommy Johnson, did some research, and he said, if you're familiar with your 1500 PR, you should be able to run at least your mile 1500, same exact time. Say you're in college, ran a 4 minute 1500. That's probably good for what, a 420 mile? You're destined to run a 4 minute mile this Friday night, Raleigh Rundown. There's some money involved. Go check the website, RaleighRundown.com. Get some bonuses.
There we go. But again, you know, Pat, here's the thing. What if folks are listening and they're thinking, I haven't signed up. Is it too late? What's the answer to that?
It's not too late. It's never too late. You can certainly come by. By the time this drops, probably Friday morning, maybe late Thursday night, we will have registration from 11 to 1 at Runology, packet pickup, all that good stuff, as well as 5:30 to 6:30 at the starting line. Starting line being over there, right about the corner of Oval and Centennial, over by the start line. We have those, the start and the finish and the quarter, half, three quarters marked. If you see some yellow paint on the road, I have no idea who did it. If somebody from Raleigh PD asks you, but let's just say it's there.
Absolutely. And again, we're real excited that we get to partner with Bandwidth, who is the supporting or the title sponsor of this year's race. Of course, Bandwidth is a voiceover IP company that just went public a little over a year ago, located at Centennial Campus. They're big into fitness and community involvement, and we are thrilled to have them a part. So we expect, and in fact, we're gonna find out who's the fastest from Bandwidth. That's what I want to know. Who is the fastest downhill miler from Bandwidth? We will make
serious bragging rights.
Absolutely. And I hope they have a belt made. You know, one of those big like WWE belts that someone can carry around the workplace on Monday.
They are planning some value added things for sure. I know they're doing a bag for us, a race bag, when you pick up your bib, your chip, your all that good stuff. Maybe a cup involved. They're going to help dress up the party over at Trophy on Maywood. Another thing, Trophy on Maywood, they are doing a collaborative beer with Blackberry Farm. I don't know if y'all have ever had any beers from them. They're doing a Goza that looks just incredible. Get on Facebook, look that up. Definitely just something else that's fun. Will and Pop's food truck is going to be there for the post party as well. It's good Southern comfort food, burgers, fries, all kinds of good post-race snacks.
Yeah, just on a purely logistical note, of course, there'll be plenty of parking up near the start. We'll go to those parking lots right off Centennial Parkway, technically in Centennial. But, you know, I might recommend you parking actually down at Trophy Maywood, or at least off Maywood Avenue or Drive, and near the brewery, and actually just doing an easy mile warm up. And it is uphill, of course, because you're coming downhill, but I would do that, make things easier so that when you finish the race, you don't have to run back up. Of course, as we've seen each year, the weather can be inclement, so being close to your car is of value.
We do have a lightning meter this year, so if there are any issues, we will let you know at the starting line. This is a very community-ish race. Point to point, we'll be corralled up by the start. We will blow the whistle. You will head to the finish. It's going to be fun. We're going to have waters at the finish. We've got Hoist coming back to help you with that rapid hydration after you just go knee-deep. Balls to the wall, all out for a mile.
Seriously. I mean, literally all you need to do is put your head down and let your legs do the talking.
And WRAL will be covering the event as well. So if you're looking for that 15 seconds of fame.
True. So here we go. You got a 15 second. We're looking at 15 to 20 seconds off, 15 seconds of fame. And hopefully 15-second PR is what we're hoping for.
That's right. Run that PR, be the king or queen of the after party, let your friends catch you on the 11 o'clock news, It'll be a great Saturday, a great weekend after that.
Absolutely. This is a unique event. We're saying the fastest mile in North Carolina. We're going to go ahead and claim that superlative. And we want you to come out and join us. So tomorrow night, if you haven't signed up, come on out 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Runology in the morning, or come out 5:30 to 6:30 at the corner of Oval and Centennial. Sign up there. Again, races start at 7. We'll do two, women first and followed by the men. And then we'll all enjoy ourselves afterward at Trophy Maywood. So come on out to the third annual.
That's right, trifecta.
God, Raleigh, the Raleigh Rundown Downhill Mile. And we'd love to see you out there. So keeping things going.
We just got one of those dings on our phone, which is always a good thing.
What does that mean, Pat?
Another entry to the session at the Speedway. Oh, Tuesday, yes. Wake County Speedway, 6:30 p.m. Mile, 400, 800, 2 mile. Are you the ultimate runner of Raleigh? It's going to be a good time.
Absolutely. So as you guys know, Wake County Speedway, it's kind of down in deep Raleigh, almost in the Garner area off Lake Wheeler. And we're taking it to straight Americana. We're partnering with Raleigh Denim. So wear your denim. We're going to have a cool little opening celebration, celebrating all that is America, all that is denim. And all that is running, as we do four events meant to test your mettle on a 400 quarter mile speedway track. Again, I expect people to use the turns, which have a nice little degree to them, to make some intense passes on that home stretch.
No doubt, it's going to be a lot of fun. Just go with us here. We are going to lead you in the right direction. This is going to be a fun event. We're about halfway filled up now. We've got, of course, about 50 more spots. So when you listen to this, if you want to come run just the mile to you know, pump your stats up for the pop-up final, $5. If you want to do the whole four banger, $10.
That's a deal.
$10. That's a deal. What can you get for $10 these days? A combo at Arby's might cost you $11.
Good point.
Come run. Don't go to Arby's.
You can't get out of Starbucks for under 10, tell you that much.
Exactly.
And also, too, Pat, isn't it true that we will have official timing there as well?
We will. You're going to be chip timed. The way this works is there'll be a few heats where you're seating everybody based on their mile time. And after each event is run, all those will be ranked from 1 to 100 or however many people we have running. If you're first, you get 1 point. If you're 100th, you get 100 points each event. So you'll have four events. Low score would be 4 if you just are the ultimate runner. High score 400. Let's just say low score wins. There's a team component to it as well. You got 4 people on your team. Those 4 people beat the other 4 people on the next team. They're all going to get the special prize that we have worked up for
Absolutely.
This event.
And also, too, you know, we expect there to be spectators. So come ready to cheer, dressed in denim, and again, feel free to bring any beverages, sans glass. No glass. In a cooler, and you know, just to keep in with the theme of the night, any IPA sessions would be a great thing to celebrate at the Speedway of the Session.
Trophy Wife would be great, Bavana Yield. I know Lone Rider makes some session stuff. I mean, it doesn't even have to be a session IPA or a pale ale. To the layperson, it can be anything. If you want to bring a heavy stout out there, just make sure you get a driver. Get yourself an Uber, get yourself a Lyft. Do the same thing this Friday night. This party, after the rundown, it gets kind of loose sometimes, so make sure you either have a DD, Uber, Lyft. Don't even bike at home. Don't even walk at home. Just make sure you have safe transportation. We're all about safety at Sir Walter Running.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I'll be honest with you, just on a personal note, Pat, it was fun this past week. Really had some good great encouragement for some folks who came up and said, man, we love listening to the podcast. And in fact, there was a coach from Forest View High School in Gastonia,
Guess
Chandler.
House.
And he brought some athletes up from Charlotte the past 2 weeks to run. And so when people tell us they come up from Charlotte or other places to
Crown Town.
Yeah, to come run a pop up, or they tell us they've been listening to the podcast, that's a huge encouragement. So we appreciate folks who are committed, who feel ownership, who are involved, and who give us some encouragement. It goes a long way. So also the Speedway, I forgot to mention. The rumor that I heard when I was at Ravenscroft was that Tribucha, a local kombucha company, has a new flavor out.
Shout out to Tribucha. They, after all of our whining and pining, dropped a 12-pack on us on Tuesday after teasing us with a couple singles the other day. So if you're going to get some Booch in your local, try Boocha is your brand.
Flowers of Life in particular is what Pat and I are drinking as we speak. We're actually sharing one.
Two straws.
Of course.
It's a good time.
But if you've been following Tribucha or Raleigh Distance Project, who has a partnership, they just came out with a new flavor called...
I forget.
I believe it's called Chai or Catch Up in... Or Chai and Catch Me.
I think you're right. Yeah, that's a nice little punny name.
Absolutely.
And speaking of Chai and Catch Me, good luck to Andy Cozzarelli from the Raleigh Distance Project in Grandma's Marathon in Minnesota this weekend.
Okay.
We will allow you to enjoy your race while not attending the rundown, but only you. Anybody else, you're on that list.
Absolutely. But what I was going to say in terms of the Speedway, I believe that there will be the Tribucha truck out there with their taps ready to allow folks the incredible opportunity to try Chai and Catch Me. I think that's a mouthful.
Okay, there you go. So not just for runners, for your friends. Definitely come out Friday night, Raleigh Rundown, Tuesday night, session at the Speedway. And we have a fun little interview coming up next. So stay tuned to the Summer of Miles podcast. Right, coming to you live from Hillsborough Street, one of our sponsors for the 2018 Raleigh Rundown Downhill Mile is Runology. We have had the privilege of working with Runology since they've opened. They've always been a big supporter of the Sir Walter Miler pop-up miles. They do the awards at the Rundown Mile, so we're excited to have them. Today we have Mr. Alex Warren.
Sir Alex Warren, and for those of you who don't know, Alex is a standout local runner from Green Hope High School. Alex, you really put Green Hope on the map when it came to running. I want you to know that.
Like
the numbers they have right now are because of the standard you set back in the day.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, that's facts.
I'll take that.
Alex went on to run at NC State and has been in Raleigh since, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Been in Raleigh since I graduated and went to State.
Absolutely. So. And now Alex, of course, is at Runology. So, I mean, first and foremost, Alex is one of my favorite running partners in Raleigh. I just want to go ahead and throw that superlative out. Just love running with you.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Running with you, too.
But, Alex, let's more importantly than our beautiful runs together, something we are doing together with you guys, Sir Walter Miler, fifth year in Runology, are doing what together?
We are doing Gooder sunglasses with both of our logos on them. They should be releasing next week,
okay. And
they are fire right now. They are
so
hot.
So fire. We've already had some people tell us they pre-ordered them. If you have not pre-ordered them, look at the show notes on summerofmiles.com. We'll get you that link. They're only $28. They look great. You can wear them anywhere you want. We're excited to get these out into the wild, and we might have them before the next race of the Runology series, which is what, Alex?
That will be July 4th, and we will be doing it on the Dorothea Dix campus.
Okay.
It is 8 a.m. on July 4th, and it will be a 4-miler. So
that's awesome. But if I can just jump back real quick to the Gooder sunglasses.
Gooder.
Okay, thank you for that correction, Pat. That's why we have a co-host. So, Alex, you and I were on a run last week.
Yes.
I was wearing a sunglasses, not going to disclose the name. Had some serious issues with them shaking around and sweat.
Yes.
Can I expect for this not to be the case with these Gooder sunglasses?
The Gooder sunglasses are a very lightweight frame, so they do not move around on your face whatsoever. They are also have an amazing lens to them, so it is sweat resistant.
Mm.
The nose pad and the temple pieces are also, I think it's called hydrophilic, so where it actually resists slipping. So they're pretty awesome.
And polarized?
They are polarized.
Ooh,
yes.
Wow. It's a lot of value for $28.
I was going to say, I mean, again, when you told me all those things, even that word, I didn't even know what it meant. I'm thinking these are probably $70, $80 like most other kind of running specific sunglasses. But Pat, what was that number again?
$28. You can afford it. Guaranteed. You can lose them and then buy another pair. just to support the cause.
That is what I'm talking about. So you can, of course, what pre-order, is that correct? So if, I know, Pat, you said you'll put up on the show notes, but Runology, Alex, y'all will have them in store hopefully in the next week or so?
Yeah, we will have them in store within the next week or so, and we have them available for pre-order up on our website.
And we're looking at, as you're hearing this, we are on the Raleigh Rundown Friday coming up. There's a good chance we might have these by the pop-up mile final. So we're hoping Runology will bring a nice little desk out there either to Meredith or Raleigh Brewing in so you can buy yours in person as well.
Absolutely. Alex, just kind of just on a personal note, what is your favorite thing about the running community here in Raleigh?
The amazing thing about the running community is that it is still growing and there are so many different levels of it.
Agreed.
We have seen such a huge spike within the Raleigh running community, and especially the downtown Raleigh running mm-hmm. community. And Raleigh does an amazing job of keeping up their greenways and expanding yes. their greenway systems.
The best.
So I think that that is something that Raleigh truly has going for itself. They have done a great job in partnering with other cities to connect our greenways and make everything very walkable and easy to run from one point to another. So
that is so true.
No doubt. Greenway
and,
City.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, one of the local streets here is Boylan, which is actually close to here and where I live, ironically. Yes. But that name has more, there's something bigger about that name for you guys here at Runology. Why is that?
So we released our short last year, which is the Boylan Short. And the reason why we called it the Boylan Short is because all of our group runs basically go up Hillsborough Street and take a left onto Boylan. Mm. So we're paying homage to the Raleigh running community and all of our group runs. And you know, the reason why we designed the Boylan is for people who like going out and being social and get a run in at the same time. You can wear the Boylans around town. You can wear them swimming. You can wear them running. You can wear them pretty much doing anything. I went on a 12-mile hike the other day in them, and they're great. So
they are great. I mean, they're great for just about everything. Like you said, I love my pair. I'm ready to get another one. You know, I'll sit on the picnic table over there at State of Beer in them, or I will do any of those things you mentioned, inside water, outside of water. And they look good. Let's not forget that thing.
They look
fashion over comfort, but you got both with the Boylan shorts.
Yes.
Pat, is it true that you held your firstborn wearing Boylan shorts?
I certainly have, yes. I have held my firstborn in those Boylan shorts many times.
I was hoping for the superlative of being the first time you held her, you were wearing them, but
I can't remember that. It's been a long 13 months, but, you know, it is what it is.
This is really cool project at Runology. You guys are kind of trailblazers on a lot of things here with this running store, this independent running store here in downtown Raleigh. But this Boylan running short is definitely one of those that, you know, something that y'all worked to help create, obviously promote. Your marketing for it was incredible. You had an awesome drone video you did for it. So
yeah.
I know there's a lot of excitement building on this being the second release, correct?
So this is actually the third release. So we came out with the navy ones originally, and then we came out with the port color. We are bringing back the navy because it has been very, very popular. We do have some plans for future colors, but
nice.
Right now we are releasing the navy ones on June 22nd.
Which is right around the corner.
So yes. What I'm hearing you're saying, Alex, is for the pop-up final on June 26th, you're going to have the Runology Sir Walter Myler Gooders, you're going to have the Boylan shorts, and what else are you going to bring?
The noise?
Maybe. Turn it up!
You heard it first here, folks. And the noise is being brought.
So let's get back to the series. I know Runology has grown a lot over the past 4 years-ish. How old is Runology now? 3 years? 4 years?
We actually just passed 3.5 years.
And this will be probably the 4th of July will be the kickoff of the second year of your race series. Is that correct?
Yes. So technically our first race was on Memorial Day, but this will be the second annual Keep Raleigh Independent 4-miler.
Nice. So what made y'all want to put together a race series?
The biggest thing is that we didn't feel like there were a lot of races in the downtown area that threw quite a party like we wanted to. You know, the downhill mile throw is an amazing after party, and we just wanted to we wanted to expand upon that. We wanted to give people more of a variety. So we're doing all of our races over at Dorothea Dix Park, and so far everyone has really enjoyed themselves. So we kind of hope to continue that tradition.
For sure. For sure. Lots of fun. I can certainly attest from running a few of them. Great course, great after party. I know they're great about giving you a free beer on their race entry as well. We hadn't got that far yet, no. So we'll just have to wait till the July 4th for that one. But before we let you go, Alex, we got about another minute here. What are a few things that you're excited about, you know, whether it be just the running community or with Runology, or, you know, what's got you going these days?
So I'm really looking forward to, you know, the Sir Walter Miler in August. I think that's going to be awesome.
Correct.
It's amazing seeing the running community just keep expanding. I think that with the way that the city of Raleigh has shaped things, there's going to be a lot more room for growth within the running community. All the projects that are going on around downtown are pretty amazing.
It's incredible.
And just the ability for you know, all these race series, whether it be ours or y'all's, to, you know, build something and build an amazing community is just
synergy.
Great. Yeah. So
that was hot, Pat. Alex, couldn't agree more. And so we're excited to continue this incredible partnership with Runology, the only independent running store here in Raleigh. Y'all come check them out, Hillsborough Street. Get a beer after it, State of Beer. And we know this is one of our favorite stops in the running community here at Raleigh. So, Alex, the noise, Warren. Great having you on today.
Oh, thanks, man.
Thanks, Alex. And before we let you go, I've decided we're going to start a new question, maybe three questions for everybody. Get a question in your head. So be ready, Alex. First one is very easy. What is your favorite flavor of Gatorade?
Is it the Glacier Blue or the Glacier Ice Glacier? One of those?
That's a millennial flavor.
Is it? I think it's been around for a while.
Question number two.
Glacial Blue. All right,
I'm jumping in. Question number two. What was the first actual CD you owned?
Ooh.
Oh, man. That's a good one. It was the Third Eye Blind one.
Do, do, do.
Yeah. That one.
Yes.
That one. I don't remember the name of the
graduate?
Album.
Can I graduate?
Yeah.
That was a good CD.
It had some dark songs on it, too.
Yeah, it holds up, I will say.
It does. You can revisit it, and it's still like, oh, man, that was pretty good.
All right, Alex, last question before we let you go. What is your favorite place to run in Raleigh?
Oh, man, I am going to say up Hillsborough Street and around the NC State campus is probably my favorite, down the Rocky Branch Greenway and back. So
it's a good spot, many miles there.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and wrap down here with Alex. Alex, again, thanks for being a part of what we do. Thanks for partnering with us. We're excited to see you out on Hillsborough Street, of course, at Runology, and at your series coming up, obviously, in July. I'm going to go ahead and say right now, the song you hear after we hop off is going to be a Third Eye Blind song.
We can make that happen.
Terrific.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Alex. All right. Thanks, Alex and Runology. Maybe even Brent. Depends how we sandwich that in here. This is called the magic of podcasting.
Yeah.
We are hoping we did that interview. If you hear this, then we did. So thanks, guys.
I can't wait to the next. So right now, Paz, I understand that you can pre-order the Runology, Runology and Sir Walter Running Gooder glass. Do we have a name to it? I know we have a color and a style, which
maybe
is
maybe the Sir
fresh.
Walter Runology. I don't know. It's for the Sir Walter Miler, but let's just say pick these up. We decided not to make them too crazy, so you could rock them to the beach, rock them to church, wherever you need to take them. They are built for all occasions.
There we go. And for $25, I mean, these are just worth having.
$28.
for $28, these are worth having. Staying corrected.
That extra three pays for that extra juice.
That's absolutely right. And I know Pat and I've seen some other folks around town rocking these, so I can't wait to get my eyes on these. Literally.
Yeah, Sandy, just going for it.
Gosh.
If we're not entertaining you with our knowledge of what's going on in Sir Walter Running
then
World,
puns better get you.
God, I mean, it just never stops. I mean, we'll be writing for Bill Burr, Dave Chappelle, you know, later on, Chris D'Elia.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I guess that's enough for episode 21. Be sure and come to the Raleigh Rundown tomorrow night, Centennial Boulevard, to packet pickup at lunch at Runology. Tuesday session of the Speedway at the Wake County Speedway, and see us in cyberspace, summerofmiles.com, at summerofmiles. We will see you next week.
All right, signing off, Sandy Roberts
and Pat Price.
Gotcha.